Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The true sons of God serve Him not out of duty or any obligation, except that of love. They are not bound by external laws, nor is any toll to be exacted from those whom Jesus Christ has purchased with His own blood. The man who gives any gift without a cheerful disposition has departed from grace and is treading the laborious path of the law. There is no mention of money being collected in the church for anything other than specific needs of God's people. The concept of continual gatherings of money or seeking of offerings for anything other than these specific needs is not even mentioned. Nowhere in the New Testament can the support of building projects be found. If men desire to build buildings to meet in, there is certainly nothing wrong with that. But to liken contributions to such projects or their maintenance as being gifts to the Lord is an invention of men's minds. It is no more a gift unto the Lord to build a meeting house than it is to build the house we live in every day. The rise of a professional clergy, that is, men who are paid for serving and preaching, has necessitated a continual collection of funds. God will provide for those whom He sends to the work of preaching, and He may do so by moving upon the hearts of His people to be generous to them. But nowhere does the Scripture give any man the right to demand money from those whom he has been gifted and called to serve. The Lord said, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Just as God provided the coin in the fish's mouth, so does He provide His children with their daily bread. The men of this world regard their possessions in a different light than the freeborn sons of God. Do you pay taxes unto the Lord, or do you gladly give Him all that you have? God loveth a cheerful giver. Jesus Christ gladly gave all that He possessed for His people. Can we do anything less?